guys. Welcome back to a new episode of Fish Cheeks. Today, I talk with a really special person in my life, my brother, Keith Leek Jr. We've been protesting a lot together the past few weeks, and he has taught me and showed me so much about his life, his upbringing, his culture for the past 6 years. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. We also use this platform to promote Black-owned businesses, so please listen until the end, and I really hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for listening.
I just want to thank you again, Keith, for always inviting me into the conversation. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of things on social media saying, stop calling me, mm-hmm. like to yeah. all my white friends, stop calling me. And I just wanted to ask you, were you weirded out? Or how do you feel
so
about that?
You were the first person to call me, yeah. which you always do. Mm-hmm. Cool, right? But then I started getting a lot of calls from like my white friends. And at first I was defensive. Like, you know, you get a two and then you're like, okay, this is really nice. Yeah. Like, how are you?
But then your kindergarten teacher starts calling you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could go back that far. But no, like just people that I know. I know to this day, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, just kept hitting me up. And at first I was so defensive, like, no, why are you calling me now? Like, this weird. And then I had to realize I had to take a step outside of myself and like really look at the situation. Like the people that are getting killed look just like me. Like everybody's seeing it. You know what I mean? And people are watching, like people, we watch people die that look like me. Why would they not hit me up? I can't be defensive like with that. That's silly. That's toxic energy. You know, that's toxic energy. And they will always say at the end, if you need anything, call me, like, I got you, you know? And that might have been bail money because we've been protesting.
Protesting. Come on. And you and I have been protesting together a lot. Mm-hmm. It started with cleaning up the streets mm-hmm. after the first protest.
Passing out waters,
mm-hmm. scrubbing the graffiti off storefronts. Mm-hmm. And then we started going to the protest together, and it became... I wasn't scared anymore because the media,
okay, guys out there, the media their job is to like shine light. They need a story, and the storyline that they usually go for is like very negative. The looting and that first day was definitely crazy. You know what I mean? And we've seen it all across the world.
And you know, right now where we are right now, I live right behind
right.
the looted stores mm-hmm. and. It was really, really frightening.
Yeah, it was scary.
It was scary. Really scary. And I think that also made me realize, like, oh my God, I am living in history.
In history.
In a revolution.
But when we went to those protests, it was nothing but peaceful.
Yesterday, we went to the mayor's house.
Mm-hmm, the mayor's house. Incredible. I just knew, like, I was a part of history at that time. Like, this is...
beautiful.
You got it. If you've never been to a protest, you have to go.
This was my first one.
This was my first one too.
We met up at the Chick-fil-A.
We met up at the Chick-fil-A, the first protest. You and Sheila came and got me. And I just remember getting out of Sheila's sunroof. I got out of there. I climbed up and got in her sunroof and held a sign that she had. And I was just like, yeah, yes. I really felt good. Olivia, do you remember when I started like waving like
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
And you were like, no, don't do that. And I was like, Olivia, I feel really good right
you
now.
You look like Meghan Markle, like just doing the princess wave.
Yeah, like I felt good. That's how good I felt. And it was like, I'm a jokester. I like to have fun. But in that same energy, I'm... Yes, like when I look around, I seen more people that don't look like me than the people that look like me there. And it was like, you guys are finally standing in the gaps and you're filling them for us. And like, it's next level. I told my mom about it. I was like, Mom, have you ever protested? She was like, yeah, well, we were supposed to go today and like something went wrong. And I said, no, have you ever protested before? She's 52. She was like, no, I haven't. I said, Mom, please. I said, please go out there now. Like, really make it count now. The fact that you haven't done, like, it's not for everybody. I get that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she was going to go and, yeah. like, something happened, I said, you have to make it a thing. Make it a point to go. Like, you're 52. You're going to cry. You're going to cry some tears that I couldn't. You know what I mean?
Are there like, a lot of big protests in Cincinnati
oh,
right now?
Oh, yeah. It's the same stuff. The same. It's the same energy. And that's all across the country and some places in the world. Like, this is next level.
I know.
All we want is equality and accountability. That's all we want.
And honestly, if it wasn't for you and always having that dialogue with you, I really would be oblivious and not understand a lot of you and your
culture.
I truly thank you so much for, like I said, inviting me.
Oh, 100%.
And always talking to me and like the same way I talk to you about, you know, my background, my history, my culture. And it's just that ever since we met each other, we gravitated towards each other and we always shared. We were so open about how I grew up, the things I fear, the things, you know, that I bear on my back all the time, being an Asian woman, and the same with you. And honestly, you know, working in an environment that is predominantly white, maybe because we both felt like we were
different,
that we can always be really honest and truthful about each other. And not saying that I know how you feel, because I do not know.
And that goes both ways. That goes both ways. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about your issues and you know what I mean? The things socially for you.
You know, but my people have it, I think, not to discredit any culture, but right now, the Black Lives Matter movement is so important for every culture to stand behind.
Thank you for that.
Of people are saying, well, what about this? What about that? It's like, no, dude. Like, right now, in this moment, and throughout all of history, Black people have just fucking gotten literally just killed.
Yeah, stepped on, you know.
Murdered, slaughtered.
Sheesh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you were the one that always just shared with me how you really felt in the work environment, in social environments. And like, I really wouldn't have known that if I didn't have a friend like you.
Oh, I love you. Like, I love you too. You. I really love you, genuinely.
Yeah, seriously. You literally made me a better person.
Oh.
No, but seriously, Keith.
I'm not gonna cry today.
No, but truthfully, listen, I grew up in a very Asian community. My mom didn't have to teach me how to not die. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Do you know what I mean?
But no, 100%.
But
100%.
You told me these things. And I think right now it's like an awakening for a lot of people.
And I'm glad that it's happening right now.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to a friend the other day about the situation. And I said, look at it. It's kind of perfect. I mean, COVID is terrible. But everybody's free from work. No, you know what I mean? Like if people were at work right now, nobody would be like protesting. The protests wouldn't like be as big as they are. But the fact that nobody has anything to do, like they're out there, they're out marching. Not saying that people could have marched the last time it happened, like in 2015 or whenever people started marching.
There was Ferguson. Else
yeah, like all of that. Like that, I'm pretty sure people would have been out there back then. Not even so much, but I'm pretty sure a lot more people would have been there if they were like at home the way that they're at home now. But I felt the need to go. I was out there and a whole bunch of others out there too, and it was freaking incredible.
Dude,
like, I'm still on a high.
It went from like social distancing to social justicing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. It was like, dude, yeah, that pandemic, it's still happening, but this has been a pandemic that's been happening for fucking centuries.
Sheesh. Man.
And this is a pandemic that's been fucking killing people.
Exactly.
For centuries.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's really wild that like we're living in the moment now, and you look at the social media and you see thousands of people on the street, like we're a part of that
history in the making, like, and it's still going on. I think as soon as I leave here, I'm gonna try to find a protest.
But that's the thing though, like, you don't have to, people think that, you know, you have to be taking photos at these protests to really show your support, but there's so many other ways.
Yes, you can donate. There's some places you can donate to, some like businesses you can donate to. I mean, just
literally
just
use your phone.
Yes,
the thing that you use a lot, use your phone. You know how to Google. If you don't know how to Google, well, you're an alien.
I don't know how to Google.
Yeah, except for you. But like, it's really easy right now to get activated. And like, I feel like what I brought up was, you know, on social media, there's a lot of people saying, white friends, stop calling me. You know, and I was talking to one of my white friends and she was like, I don't know how I feel about talking to my black friends about this. And
She needs to. That conversation needs to happen.
Yeah, but you know, I
she doesn't know how to go about it.
I can understand how it's just like, dude, why are you asking me now? This has been happening to me for so long. Like, why now? But I don't know. But you have this really positive approach to it where it's just like, you know, people are asking me how I'm doing. Like, don't.
It depends on the person.
Yeah.
I guess I was on the opposite side before, but like then I had to take a step back. Why are people asking me? Am I okay? Okay. Because these people look like me. Oh, they actually give a... Can I cuss on here?
Yeah.
They actually give a fuck. They give a fuck. And it's not people. It's not even... They mean well.
Yeah.
They didn't know that 100 other people were texting me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They had no idea they were doing their part. They were doing their part.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's levels to parts and doing the parts, but like they were doing their part.
Yeah.
With me.
Yeah.
And who's to say they don't have any other black friends? This is, man, you just got to get out of your own way sometimes. You have to. And I refuse to look at them like, oh, why now? Like, you're just doing it now. That's like not fair. That's not fair. That's not going to help anything move forward. Like, at True. All. I just want things to move forward, and they came with good intentions.
Because people get more awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is the thing. I can't wait till when everybody's at work and everybody's doing, like, you know, just, like, out in life and watching how, like, they're going to, like, I'm not racist. Like,
I know. So many microaggressions.
Exactly. It's going to come out on, like, both sides, too. You know what I mean? Like, people are... Things are going to be weird.
I was literally going to ask you, how are things going to be like after when we all go start working again? Well, like,
that's the thing. I feel like our group, for the most part, who we work with is fine. You know what I mean? But I feel like just out in the world with people you don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like white people are afraid that they're racist.
Oh, yeah. I think white people are very afraid to be wrong in any way, because you know the thing is, it's a privilege to not feel embarrassed.
Ugh.
It's a privilege to not feel like I feel completely vulnerable and naked.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even yesterday, I was wearing my mask and I said a word, like let's say the word green.
Okay.
And the other person, my white friend, they were like, "What? What'd you say?" I said, "Green." And she's like, "What's grain?" And I was like, and that just like brought me to a moment in my childhood where people would judge my mom for saying something, like pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, the way they reacted. I mean, anyways, it's a privilege that you don't have to be corrected.
Oh,
when
wow.
you're, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you feel corrected, that's when you know. And you feel a little bit embarrassed or shameful or feel like you've been corrected, you get down to that level where everyone feels, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't ever have to feel that way because of their privilege.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
You just took me somewhere else. I do know what
Am
you
I
mean.
Conveying my...
I understand
you. You do? Okay.
Yeah, I've never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
I've never looked at it that way. But
yeah.
Like,
100%. Because I think the thing is, I feel like a lot of white people and Asian people too, they don't like to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain pride.
Yeah.
And that pride becomes privilege,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And this is just from my experience, you know, it's like for me, it's all I can say is it's fucking privilege.
Mm-hmm. But you got to also understand there's like levels to privilege. I'm a privileged black man. You know what I mean? Like there's privileges that I have that some of my family members don't have. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, when you compare me, I'm still a nigga. And I'm sorry I had to say it a little bit, but like I know that when you compare it, like it's levels to it. And I had to understand my privilege as a black guy because the people that, not that it could not ever happen, but like it's just... It's levels to it. And I feel that it's my duty to be out here in these streets just because they look at me. Like, they look like
expand,
me.
Expand on that, the levels. What are you talking about, like, because you're out here in L.A.? And
L.A., you know what I mean? Back home, there's a lot more racism.
Really?
Yes. I come from Ohio. Like, it's the levels are different. Like, when I went back to Ohio, like, I want to say a few years with one of my good best friends, D. Mm-hmm. Like, we grew up together and all that. It's this place called Gold Star Chili, right? Mm-hmm. And I love Gold Star. It's like Skyline Chili, Ohio, Cincinnati. We're known for like our chilies or whatever. But I remember going to...
I had no idea Ohio's known for chili.
Oh, yes. I'll have my mom send a care package and you're going to... I know you're not going to want to eat it. I know.
Beans make me fart.
But I just need you to eat it. It's different. It's
okay,
not the type
it's like
of chili.
It's like me feeding you my Chinese food all the time.
Yes, but this is just trash food, so I know you're not gonna like it. Okay. But you're gonna like it. You're like,
I'm gonna like it.
Yeah,
like,
but you're
food.
Not gonna like. Okay. Yeah, you got you. Cool. But I was like, yo, I'm back in town. I want to go to Gold Star Chili. Mm-hmm. And my homeboy's like, no. He's like, D's like, no. Like, he said, we don't go over there. I said, D, I go where I want.
Yeah.
He said, well, I don't go over there.
Why?
Because it was in this neighborhood that's right by us, and it's called Honky Town, yo. Like, not even lying. Like, I'm not lying. Like, but when he said that, I looked at him. I said, bro, I go where I want. But I had to realize, damn, that's the energy that I have. That's the privilege that I have to even say that I go where I want. He still feels confined. He still feels like he can't go over there. Oh, I'm going to eat my chili. Come on. I'm going to go over there and eat my chili. But he doesn't feel comfortable. Yeah, we went.
But why?
It's very racist. They're racist there. I'm from Middletown, Ohio. It's racist. That wasn't in Cincinnati. That was in Middletown.
Okay.
That it's racist. It's so racist. Like I just told you, the right by the apartment complex that my mom that we grew up in, and we stayed in a townhouse, and right next door was Honky Town, and it's just like, you know, like it's a whole different vibe, like across that line.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's racist. He felt that way. But I knew in my heart, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go there.
Right.
Because I'm going to do this.
And that's the privilege that you're speaking upon. And you're saying that there is.
Because I got out of there. I got out of there. Mm-hmm. Like he still lives I don't think he lives in Middletown anymore. But me coming out here and being able to experience my life, you know what I mean? Now I can be like, I'm going to walk anywhere. I'm going to eat wherever I want. Mm. Where he's still like, we don't go over there. Mm. And that's the same energy we had as like, you know, like we all had as children. We're like, we don't go over to Honky Town. Mm. Like it's real serious. Like that's a privilege to have the energy to say, I'm going to go anywhere. You know what I mean?
I get it. I fully get that.
I probably should have been scared too. Let's be real. I probably should have been scared, but it's levels to it.
Yeah.
It's so many different levels. And that's just mine. Mm-hmm. And now hopefully that made you understand a little better.
No, I totally get it. And I never thought about that in that way. Nor, you know, it's for you to tell me where I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you explain it like that from your experience. And I think that's what's important, you know, is that just speaking about experience, and if people have an open mind and they are willing to hear you out and learn and completely feel so empathetic and compassionate, then we're moving towards a really good direction. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've witnessed you do all the time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I will stand up. I don't care.
Oh, I know, because, you know, at work, you know, there were instances where people, let's say, are not racist. Mm-hmm.
But they just don't understand.
But they don't get it.
It could be a little, and that's the thing. Like, that's why I would have to be the person to teach. You know what I mean? Like, just because I want this to work. You know, I want everything to be cool. But there's certain things that can't be, you know, there's nobody has to walk on eggshells. But, like, we have to, like, come together. And you should just know what your friends like and what they don't like, you know? And that goes for, like, all of us. And that goes both ways. For anybody, for, like, just all of that. I think we did a really good job.
You did a really good job being patient and teaching, which is literally not your fucking responsibility.
Hell no, I ain't no teacher. I should have got paid for that shit.
Seriously.
I should have got paid.
And that's why I'm like, man, like if I didn't have you to fucking teach me, to tell me these things, to share your experience, I would literally be such a dumb person.
Oh, no.
Not dumb, but I would not understand it. And that's the thing. Well, you got to understand.
Well, beyond that, Olivia, thanks for just listening too. Like,
we talk,
but you listen too. You know what I mean? Like, you talk, we go back and forth. But the fact that you could see it for what it was, the fact that, like, Olivia, I think you actually went to like more protests than I did.
Yeah, but it's not about the protest.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I should have been out there every day. Like, I was like, okay, I need a break today. Like, I've been around a lot of people. You were still out there.
I love it.
I know you do, and I love it too.
Yeah,
it's, I like it's dope that you love it, and that, it's so. I would have never expected you to be out there like that. You know what I mean? I know that you love me and that you are like supporting the movement and you're the one that called me first. You know what I mean? And then like things started escalating some more. You called me again. You know what I mean? But that you do that and you would talk to me about like what's going on, like actually sitting down and talking about it.
But it's because you, I'm invested in it because you made me understand.
Oh man.
You made me understand it. And you know, I don't take those long talks in my car for granted.
That
and
when you would drive me around.
I drive you around, but you know, but the thing is that like those times are so valuable to me. And
likewise,
seriously, it's, we opened each other's minds to so many perspectives and I love those talks that we have. We get really deep and like I said, I wouldn't have known your struggles. If you didn't share it with me. And I think more people need to fucking listen.
For sure.
People
for
need
sure.
to shut up and just listen. And then through what?
Can I say, okay, so I have this friend that went to my performing arts high school.
Yeah.
He lives out here now, actor, right? He was actually on this MTV show that they had at our high school back in the day, right? When the stuff started happening and everything's going on, granted, I don't hang out with this kid, but, you know, like, you respect people from your high school and different things, and you try to, like, you know, say, like, you know, whatever. I mean, we don't have a relationship. But it got to the point where I kept seeing posts, and the posts were, like, very, very long, and it would be, like, you know, talking about, like, I support Black Lives Matter, but I don't like the whole rhetoric. Like, words like that, but, like, long-ass paragraphs, yo. And I would see things, and he started posting stuff with, like, Ronald Reagan memes with Ronald Reagan. I'm like, hold on, this is starting to get, you know, like, okay, okay. Like, and I just started seeing, like, long paragraphs. And I would just read, a couple sentences, because I don't like to read. And I knew where he was going. So the last one, this is how he started it, y'all. He said, "This is the reason I think white privilege isn't real." Man, I read the first two sentences of that too, like I did all his other long ass essays. When you're on Facebook, please do not write long ass essays. Nobody wants to read them. Anyway, so I read a little bit of that, and my homeboy had shared it. My homeboy Zeke, what's up, Zeke? He had shared it, and you know, he was like, you know, he was just saying, like, of course it's a white hair, blue eyed guy with this type of like mentality. You know what I mean? Like, just going for it. You see, Zeke is like, he does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, I ended up commenting not on the dude's post, but on my friend sharing it. And I was like, yeah, man, like he's like the third person I had to unfollow from SCPA. He was like, yeah, dude, and he's this, that, and the other. I was like, you know what? I said, he's not gonna get work out here anymore with that type of like.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize this is gonna be on the internet forever. And I know since like. He's not with that mentality, he's not going to get any work. It's just not like he thinks he's really smart, but he's not. And he's just, you would think going to an inner city school like SCPA was, you would think that he would have a different like vibe or like, you know, wave with him. But like, it was not that.
But why do you think?
Because he is privileged. He has it. Like, he doesn't even think it exists. He doesn't think it exists. Why he thinks, you know, he said, this is why I think white privilege is a myth. A myth. He used the word myth, not real.
And he grew up with you.
I mean, just for a couple years. MTV brought him into the school to act like, you know, they were trying. Okay, so the first season of the show that we had at our school, Nick Lachey put it together. The cast was black, okay? So, like, and I hope you can put this in the bottom somewhere so you can see the cast. So this is the cast of Taking the Stage season one. And this is the cast of Taking the Stage season two.
Were they all white?
Yeah. Yes. They brought them in. They were like, okay, now we got to bring, you know, they tried one way. And I guess maybe I'm not going to talk about that. But
what?
It was just a whole different cast. And it was a cast full of kids that didn't go to our school. They didn't go to our school. So they kind of like gentrified the cast. And you know, and it's just like, yo, like our school was predominantly black, you know? And you know, we had white people, of course, like in a lot of them, but it was definitely predominantly black. And to see it not represented, you know, an MTV coming in and just being like, yo, like, okay, this is the first season. We got it. Okay, this is dope. Next season, all these kids are new. Like, they don't even go to our school. They didn't go to our school.
You don't even go here.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing. That's why a lot of the kids at the school hated it, too. The first year, they hated it. But by the second year, they're like, man, all these white kids just came in. And, you know, if you were on the show, you would have loved it. But
yeah, and that just, you know, I feel like no, there's not enough people of color fighting for those spots.
Mm-hmm.
And now there is, I hope.
They've always been fighting. They've just been hushed.
Yeah, hushed.
You know, it's hushed. Like, people have been fighting. It's just like now people are seeing it more so.
And now we're not fucking compromising.
Mm-hmm. There we go. It's we're like not, no nobody's compromising.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's always an opposing side.
Yeah.
But, like, people are coming out by the thousands and everywhere. Like, almost every state, I think.
Yeah.
There's been a march or a
every
protest.
Every country
almost. Like, it's just like, thank y'all for standing up.
Mars is coming out. Pluto's coming out. Saturn, Neptune, Uranus.
Good Lord. Alien
my
said.
My anus.
Alien said, Black Lives Matter.
Literally. That's how alien God. Sounds like.
That's not.
But dude, we're all coming out and this is a revolution and we're living in it. And if you're going to deny it, this is another thing. Mm. This goes back to your friend who is saying how white privilege is a myth. I hope that one day someone talks to him. I hope one day something he experiences, or by the fucking grace of God or this universe, something touches him in his soul.
I hope so too. So
because I don't wish bad things upon people who don't know, because they're
ignorant. They just don't know. They need to be taught. But I will say, with that being said, I ended up unfriending him, right?
Yeah.
But like some hours later, he wrote back on the post. He said, Keith, out of all the people, I thought you would have understood where
what
I was coming from. That's where I got really confused. I'm like, what kind of black man do you think I am? Do you think that I would really agree with you? He said, out of all the people, you know I'm not racist. I never called him racist, but it's kind of sounding like it. But the fact that you said it. He said, you know, out of anybody, I'm not racist. Mind you, I was in his dance crew and he couldn't dance. That's really funny. But like, honestly, even beyond, sorry. But like, why would he say that to me? Like, out of all people.
That is so infuriating.
Yo, he said, I'm just really upset with you, man.
What
like,
the?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, like out of all people.
Are you serious?
And I did not respond to him. It's like, bro, like, we're already unfollowed. I already unfollowed you. Like, we don't need this conversation to keep going because you've already made up your mind on what side you're on. And it's not what I like. Like,
that is so infuriating.
I would not put myself in any like category when it comes to like the political parties. I don't know. Like,
it's not even about political parties beyond that. This is human rights.
Exactly. And it's the things that he said in that, like, and he wrote another long ass paragraph telling me that he's disappointed. Bro, if you don't get your ass.
There are people out there who
genuinely have that mindset.
They genuinely have that mindset. And
that's the privilege that they have, talking out of their ass. Let me tell you why I think white privilege is a myth.
And then messages you and says, well, I didn't think you were going to disagree with me. Like,
bro.
What?
Dead ass. I was like, dang, man. Like, I danced next to you and you couldn't even move.
I'm sorry. Fuck that guy, dude.
No, he's like, and the funny thing is I used to defend him to people because when he came to the school, they'd be like, this guy's not smart. He's stupid. He's this. He's that.
He can't dance.
He can't dance.
He's got no rhythm.
He can't sing. That's what they're saying. And they're just like, he's really stupid. And I'm just like,
how'd he get casted?
Cause he had like the look. They brought in new white kids, tall, long hair. Like, editing is gonna make you look like something.
I don't know why they didn't call me.
editing made all those kids look like they were like stars. You know, they're getting paid so much money and they're still going to school, and you know, like, it's the whole production. Like, that, you know, reality TV shows. Yeah. It's like always a scene somewhere. So it's like, see, you got the show coming up. Just like, bro.
That's the thing. Like, now, you know, with this quarantine with COVID, I'm truly, those things just, I don't know why I'm just like now just talking about random thoughts that go in my head. Like, there are things that are just not important to me anymore.
Like, what? You gotta give me like an example.
Like, I just want to do things that fuel my passion.
Oh, got you.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There was like bullshit that like I didn't really need to do this or do that.
Right.
I just want to do things that fuel and activate me and my listeners,
yeah,
and my friends,
100%,
and my followers.
Something for the soul.
Yeah,
you're always trying, like, to feed me. Sorry, but keep going.
Yeah, I always do want to feed you. It's like I want to put my energy now in beyond self-indulgent things. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there are things that just need my attention and all of my attention right now. You know, I don't really care about superficial things like I would. I mean, don't get me wrong.
You like what you like, yeah, Olivia, but saying, you want to spend your time doing more.
And I don't know if you feel that way as well.
Olivia, this started for me before this. Like, I looked at all the graduating seniors this year, and I just kept thinking about how, like, you know, they didn't get to have fun.
You were like shouting out all the graduating.
This is the thing. So a couple weeks ago, like, I thought about all the seniors and how they're not going to have a graduation. They're not hanging out with their friends. Like, this is a big pivotal part of their lives. They're not, you know, they're not able to do anything. Like, I had a prom. I had a graduation. I got the applause. So I was like, you know what? Just throw it out there. I just want to give a kid with a great GPA $100.
And well, you were like, giving money out like that?
Yes.
I graduated.
But this isn't about you. You graduated 10 years ago.
Okay, that's not true.
What's eight?
I graduated. I'm still in school.
You're still in school, really?
I'm in the school of life.
Okay, whatever.
And I've graduated phase one.
Okay.
$100, please.
You're so...
I didn't know you were giving people $100.
But then, guess who comes in?
No. Okay. The COVID. I don't want to touch it.
You don't touch money. Okay. Oops, sorry. But I gave away $100. And, well, at first I didn't know I was going to give it away later on in the day. So I started getting all these, like, messages. And, like, even my friend's like, yo, this is dope. But my friend Roland Buck, he was like, he called and he was like, yo, like, no, he texted me. He was like, I think it's really dope what you're doing, you know, giving these kids $100, you know, just something cool to make them feel good. He said, I'll match you for another 100. Okay. So I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, okay, blah, blah, blah. He said, yo, I'm going to send you a picture of me, like one of my senior picture or something. I was like, oh, that's dope. Because then I could just have it like that. And he like ended up sending me the money so I could get to another kid. And then my sister called. Because I posted him. Then she called. She was like, hey, Keith, I've just been really feeling like I need to give all the time. I'm trying to be a giver to, like, people. You know, I give to church all the time. And I give my time. She said, I just want to give another senior $100. I'll match you. So then my homeboy Matthew, who styles me, he was like, yo, this is dope, bro. Let me match you. $400. Then my homegirl Kimber on Broadway, well, I want to match you. $500. Then my girl Valerie Deal. Valerie, I love you, girl. She said, I'm not going to match you. I'm going to give you $300. And I'm just like, at the same time, I'm starting to get overwhelmed. So I'm like, yo, people are just giving me money. People are just giving me money right now. Started getting overwhelmed because people were giving me money. And then I got another call and then another call and then another call. And then, like, I think we gave like $1,300 all the way around. And it's like, I only planned on giving $100.
Wait, you were planning on giving $100 to one person or...
Yeah, so one person. So each one of them, so like 13 people, you know, with Valerie giving like 300. So it just became this whole thing. And I think I even lost some followers about it just because I was posting so much. Nobody wants to see people that they don't know. But who cares? Like, I felt in my heart to do it. And this is how I knew it was a good idea, because other people started joining in.
That's the thing. You look around all the people who are associating themselves with this.
And then it's just like, okay. Like, because it came from the most sincere place for me. You know what I mean? Like, but when they started joining, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't ask for anybody to give. You know what I mean? I don't need to ask anybody to do anything. It also let me know my influence. That's when, like, I think my friend Coco, she was like, Keith, you really need to, I'm getting chills right now. She said, you really need to know who you are. She said, you're very influential. Mm. And she said, like, keep that going. She said, she even gave me $100. You know, like, it's just a lot of I didn't expect that. I didn't ask anybody for money. People took it upon themselves, and I'm going to start probably doing that every year. You know what I mean? Just a thing. And we'll make more next time. You know,
it's I'll match you thing. Next time.
Come on. And I appreciate that. And it's just, it feels good. if you could read the messages of these kids, like when they get it and everything, and they're just like, oh my God, thank you. Like, I need it, you know? And some of them are like, you know, well, I graduated like 2 years ago, but yeah. I'm like, oh, I can't really help you with that. You got a graduation. Like, that's the thing. Even college students asked me, they were like, yo, like, I mean, I know it's like, for like high schoolers, but I'm a college student. My girlfriend's a college student. We like will really need it because we
That's
need it for
beautiful.
Certain. But I couldn't do that for them because they had a graduation already. It's about the 2020 seniors.
I know. It's hard. It's really, really hard to. And then you
want to give everybody
you
money.
You want to give everyone money.
I want it to be Oprah, but I can't.
I know, and that's also one thing that I've realized is I want to work. I want to make money, but I want that money to go towards things that matter to me. And it's not superficial, self-indulgent things. And yes, sometimes that's fine. But right now, I feel like it happened. That feeling happened to me when COVID first started. And, you know, people started going out and just hoarding shit. And a lot of people lost their jobs. And I started Venmoing people money. And
I think you asked me if I were... If you like, you need anything?
Yeah.
I think you asked me. Oh, can I just say this? Olivia's like a sister. I had gone really broke once. I'm going to be honest. I had gone broke, y'all. I didn't have anything. Olivia sent me $100. And that $100 went a long way until I got paid again.
Really?
It went a long way.
I think you Venmoed me $100 one time, too.
Yeah, because I was paying you back. Oh, you didn't tell me to, but that's the type of person I am. You know what I mean? Like,
I was like, why did you Venmo me $100? And I was like, yeah, I guess I am struggling right now.
But that's what I didn't want... When I get money, like, it's definitely coming back. But, like, you didn't expect me to do it. You didn't ask me to do that. That's just how I am. But, like, I was broke. She's like, yo, like, well, I mean, here. She's like, check your Venmo. I said, what? She said, check your Venmo. I was like,
I wish I could add like a couple more zeros after that.
I mean, we'll get to that point. We're doing good works.
But that's the thing. It's like, after that, I was like, damn, I need more money to give. And people are messaging me. And a lot of people are like, hey, be careful. I'm like, fuck you to those people telling me to. I rather get taken advantage of and have people lying to me about why they need my money. I'd rather be a fucking fool than to be someone who doesn't give.
Yeah.
Because I know out of the, 30 people, there's going to be at least, 25. All 30 See? Or even just one person telling me the truth. I'm not smart with my money, but I think that I'd rather be dumb and look like a fool than to not give people what they need.
Yeah, I will say I had this crackhead friend, Joe, that I would talk to every day.
Here goes a Joe story again.
I had to stop giving him money because he told me he was hustling. So I stopped giving him money. And he told me that he was going to beat my ass. And I'm from Compton and I'm 61 years old. I will fuck you up.
But that's the thing, though. It's like... I will keep giving you things until I really feel like, okay, maybe I'm making a bad decision.
That's when I had to stop. When he told me he was hustling, that's when I was like, I can't give you money anymore because you're not, like, his way of hustling is just standing outside, like, for, like, trying to get money, you know, and, like, just lying. You know, I started to understand that he's just a liar. I remember a couple months ago, or, like, last year, I actually... seen him. I was in an Uber and I look over and he was high. Just high. I had never seen him high, but I'm like, you missing some tea and stuff like that. So I know you're smoking drugs. You know what I mean? Like you can just tell like his vibe was, but I wasn't sure. When I seen him outside of Denny's, like on, I don't remember what street it's on, but he was just like, and it's this couple walking by and they're scared. And I'm just like chilling in the car, just like, wow. Like, that's somebody that I was giving money to, you know, and, like, probably helping their habit. It's just, like, I don't want to do that anymore. Yeah. I don't want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
It made me feel real. It was one of those things where he couldn't see me because the window was tinted. And sitting there, like.
But from when you first, that was at AMDA years ago, when you first started, when you moved to LA, you were giving people money. And even now, 10 years later, you're still going to give what you can.
And I watch who I give money to. I'll feed you all day. Like, I'll be like, what, you want to go get some food? Because like, when I start just giving, my dad told me that. It's just like, you have to feel led to do it. You know what I mean? You have to feel led to do it. And when you feel that, go for it. But I, like, if you're on the streets, you know what I mean, and I get a certain vibe from you, I will always ask you if you like, if you're asking me for money, can I get some money for food or can I have some money? Yeah. It's like, it's yeah, you can, but like you can have it in this form of food. Like if I give you this money, what are you going to do with it? I don't want it to go to anything bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you can't ask them that. So I can offer you food. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want it. Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah. I always give food or water, but I will give money because... Yeah. For me, I don't know where I heard it from, but...
I gave water. I gave two waters yesterday.
Dude, oh, and when you go to the protest, there's waters given everywhere at the protest.
Hold on, I wasn't... No, this was before the protest.
Yeah, but it's also, going back to the protest, everyone is so generous.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Love is in the air.
And honestly, we brought waters. I was like, hey, I just bring some waters. Mm-hmm. And... people are taking it. I'm taking waters. Mm. I'm taking snacks from people. And it's just like that unity.
Yeah.
It's like I've never felt so connected with my community before. Yeah. And I think that's another reason why I love going out there. Mm-hmm. Because this is my community. I want to feel connected.
Right.
I'm running for mayor.
What?
No, I'm not.
You could.
I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying, like, it's like feeling so together, you know. No matter who you are, what you do, where you come from. Literally, who sings that song, Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet.
No, don't sing that song. I don't want to get demonetized. Okay, just kidding. It's like we all come from different backgrounds, but we're fighting for the same thing.
Yep. Like I said earlier, there were more people than just black people there. Guys are...
My mom wanted to come.
Why didn't she come? Ping Pong Christine.
I know, Ping Pong Christine, because... Cause like she's like I want to come. I was like, okay, mom, are you sure? She was like, yeah. And then she got meetings, and I was like, just go take care of business. But she really wanted to come because I told her I was like, whatever the media is showing you is completely different.
Yeah. And she trusts your judgment too. Like you would not put yourself.
I brought my little cousin.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't see him,
dude. My little cousin and her boyfriend had a lie to their parents. I did meet them. They had a lie to their parents. Come to the
oh my god,
they're college students, and she was like, she was crying. She was crying because she wanted to be out there, and she was fighting with her parents. Her parents didn't want her to come out,
They're scared for her.
Yeah, you know,
the news.
And that's the thing. Growing up in the community Arcadia, where I grew up, it is such a safe environment for kids,
right?
You know, and that's the thing. I have so many friends from different communities, different 100%. Cities. And it's really like you want to feel safe, and your parents want you to feel safe and sheltered. And this is going back to something. So I thought about this today. Mm. I was in downtown by Skid Row picking up the most delicious Mexican food for Sam and Cameron. And there was tents everywhere. You know, but the food that I picked up was so delicious, and it's like, you know, highly reviewed on all the food, you know, websites and articles, and people know about this restaurant. But then I thought to myself, when I was picking it up, I was like, I need the people who are eating this to understand where the food came from and the community that it came from. Because that's like really, really important. I think people forget about it because they're so sheltered. You know, they're so safe. And that's the thing. Our kids, my cousin, people her age, they're going to look at this revolution that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. And they're going to live in a world, a society, hopefully that is better. But I want my little cousin to know where it came from.
Oh, wow.
You know,
wow,
it came from us protesting. Mm-hmm. It came from people unifying together. Mm. And that's just what came to my mind.
Oh.
Understand and be there, and don't just benefit from, you know, the fruits of other people's labor, or don't just sit and eat this beautiful, delicious taco. Understand where that came from, the noise that was behind it, the suffering, the happiness, the community, all of that went into this delicious thing that you're eating.
Wow. I'm gonna go see where my Chipotle tacos come from.
No, but you know what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying. It's just like,
no, I feel what you're saying.
People celebrate, right? Mm-hmm. People are like, this is great. They only get the end result and the product, but they don't look at the origin. Yeah, and the origin is so important.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And that's why I really, really wanted my little cousin to be out there. And mm-hmm. even though, you know, my uncle's probably going to be really mad at me for it. But I was telling her.
Is he going to hear this?
Probably not.
Okay, cool.
But I told her, I was like, because she was like, well, my boyfriend, his family, they're scared, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, then you tell him that you're coming. And my mom was like, well, she's like, Olivia, don't let them start a fight. Right. You know, don't I was like, no, them. I was like, I want Tiffany to influence her friends. I want her to be the leader that she is and get her friends, mm-hmm. get her boyfriend out here so they see and understand
mm-hmm.
history, dude.
100%. 100%.
Sorry, I've been talking a lot.
No, that's fine. You can talk. This is your show.
This
is your show.
Yeah. Also, you know,
you're passionate about this. Look, you've been out there every day. I know how you feel. You've been out there every day.
And Sam is so.
Sam, too.
Sam has also fueled, you know, this train.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, when you surround yourself with people who are just motivating mm-hmm. you and telling Sheila, mm-hmm. you know, Sheila. Like, let's go, mm-hmm. let's do this. You, mm-hmm. let's fucking do this. My friends, I see like my friends that I never expected mm-hmm. that would be out there doing it. I see my friends going out of their comfort zone 100%. To try something different. And 100%. Like, big fucking shout out to my boyfriend, my friends, mm-hmm. my mom, my yeah. fucking cousins, mm-hmm. everybody that I know that are just Courtney, Shane.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Like, just getting up and fucking doing something.
Oh, Damien too. I think he raised like $37,000 wow. on Twitch. Yeah. Oh, the Valley Folk. I did something with them. We got up to $22,000. Yeah.
Holy
so
shit.
People are putting in, like, you know, people
dude,
are putting it in.
It's that. Like, people it's that. And in. You look around and these are our friends.
And it was crazy. I felt weird about doing the Valley Folk thing at first. I was just like, okay, because I like to be out there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
once I started seeing the money coming out, I did it just because of the, you know, what it was.
Yeah.
But when I just started seeing, like, the money come in. So I'm like, dang, I wish if I weren't a part of this, I would be upset with myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I would be upset with myself. I was going to do it regardless because of the, you know, the content or whatever.
But like your friend said, you're influential, Keith.
Why did somebody, okay, this is, they gave $2,500, right? They said to give Keith some school pencils. So it's just like that influence that I had there.
Yeah.
And I was like being funny, all of that, like allowed somebody to be like, yo, this is why I'm going to give some money. And it was a joke, but it's just like, that's why, you know, like that brought to 2,500.
Dude, and we're not even that influential compared to
what I'm saying.
I'm trying to get there. That's I'm what trying
we're,
to get there.
That's what we're doing, Olivia. And that's it's beyond getting there. We are there. It's
yeah,
just,
we
it's
are.
Just another, it's, we're already starting the
We're making our ecosystem.
Come on.
Like, thriving and green and growing, whatever that means.
Hold
like,
on, Olivia, you had a fundraiser or something a few years ago. Remember, you always had a heart. It was like Hollywood and stuff too. She had on the whole like
yeah. I
it was nice.
I love dude. Like I think I don't know. I'm a weirdo, but
yes, you are.
I just love always doing, you know, philanthropy
mm-hmm.
stuff. I don't know. It's always, I don't know. It's maybe influential because of my mom, who is like really, really compassionate. Mm. And I always feel like, dude, I'm fucking privileged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, everyone has their struggles, but this also goes back to having conversations with you.
Mm.
You teaching me, you showing me, you making me learn, you introducing me to your friends and me.
They're a little crazy.
Yeah, my friends are crazy too, but understanding where you came from, you know, and your struggles
mm-hmm.
made me realize my privilege.
Mm.
And I'd like to think, listen, everyone makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. Everyone says things that are fucked up. Mm. Everyone, these are mistakes. And I saw it firsthand working with you
mm-hmm.
that you have the most empathetic, compassionate heart. I'm sure I've said things to you that have been insensitive.
I didn't think, man, girl, you gave me $100.
I know, but what I'm saying is that
I don't think you have.
But giving people that chance to correct themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
I think
100%.
And I think
you get two goes with me. Okay. Look, maybe three if it's a good day, but you got two goes with me. You fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Okay, maybe.
Bye. That's how unfair the world is because sometimes you shouldn't have to give people any chances. It's like one time you're done, mm-hmm. you know? Facts. But things are not always the way it is, mm-hmm. and you choose to be that bigger person all the time, every time. And I've seen
Shout out to my parents.
Yeah, it's honestly grace.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I've witnessed it, and like I've been ignorant, and you've always given me chances. It's just like I have the hope of people learning. And
I feel like with your ignorance, if there was any ignorant time, it was a question. You know what I mean? Like you trying to ask what? Okay, like how do I? Is this like or what is this? You know what I mean? Like that's not bad though.
Yeah.
Like you've never done anything to me to like when we actually look at the word ignorant, you didn't know. So it's just like unaware, but you're still asking the questions to get to the other side.
Yeah.
Like whatever that may be. So I don't want you to ever think that you've ever offended me with the questions or the conversations that we have because those are real things that need to happen.
Yeah.
I can never feel bad. Like I would tell you.
Yeah.
And you know, like I would tell you if I'm like, no, we're not doing that. Like that's
the type of person. Thing. We always check each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's so important. And I think a lot of people, you know, only hang out within their race.
Mm-hmm.
So how would they know?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
it's so weird if like someone just like, hey, can I be your friend because mm-hmm. you're black and you can help me? Like.
That's definitely about to start happening. That's about to start happening. I should like actually get paid to do that. Should get paid for this. Be like, yo.
I'll hold seminars here.
In this house. I'm like, hey, welcome. I'm going to teach you how to not be racist. So step number one, this is what you can't do.
But that's the thing, though. Like on social media, there are so many things that you can, at least in my circle, mm-hmm. because, you know, I think Instagram and Facebook, it caters kind of to what you want to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
But from what I see in my little bubble, everyone's helping each other get educated.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Everyone's ordering books. I called Courtney today. She's ordering a lot of books. I'm reading a lot of books. I'm trying to learn. Books are getting sold out on Amazon.
Yeah, I just ordered a book, actually.
Yeah, it's like this ever-evolving... We need to keep educating ourselves, like, not just, like, now, but, like, forever.
The future.
Forever. It's gonna,
because people are going to keep changing, too. Things are going to keep changing. Nothing stays the same. So, forever. Just, like, ask questions, but don't be, like, annoying with that shit. It's, like, not good advice.
Like, again, thank you for being you and being always completely honest with me about literally everything. I need to be checked and taught.
You are a listener. You listen and you observe.
I'm also nosy as fuck.
Hell yeah. You're going to get to the bottom of anything. That's one thing about that. I don't know. You get to the bottom of anything.
Yeah, I like listening.
Because she listens, y'all. She really, really listens.
People always wonder, why does Olivia win all these like quizzes about Friends?
Because she listens to us.
Listen to every single mm-hmm. thing and I remember it.
No, it's not only listen, you ask questions too. Like, but especially if it's somebody you don't know. Like, yo, how are you? Yo, where are you from? Da-da-da-da-da. Let them talk.
I've always been like that.
You've been like that? You're just very curious.
I'm very curious.
Mm-hmm. That's I've why. Always you listen been like and that. Ask questions.
And sometimes when I ask questions, I'll be like, hey, was that offensive that I asked you that
question? Well, I mean, like, that's just like, let's make it clear,
that's
you know?
Like, you know, that's like how I am with... Mm-hmm. A lot of situations, I'm like, wait, fuck, I think that was offensive. I'm going to go and ask that person if it was, because now I know. And hopefully that person doesn't think I'm a freaking dork.
No, you're fine, Olivia.
But yeah.
You never offended me in any way. If you did, I would have told you by now.
Thank you.
You have been really good.
Yeah.
Been really good
to
me.
You're the best, and my friends love you.
Oh,
and you know that.
I love them. They're all really great people.
Dude, all my friends love you.
Can we all like go get food?
Are you kidding? I mean, not like right now because it's COVID.
But
hell yeah.
Okay,
like,
let's get food sometime.
We have so much fun together, and like that's like I introduce you to my friends, you introduce me to your friends, and then my friends love you, and then your friends are probably like, what the hell is wrong?
No,
this girl's an alien.
No, they freaking love you, too. I'm pretty sure all the friends that I've ever introduced you to follow you, too, so they know who you are. That's the thing. Like, when they meet people like you, and just, like, you're good to them, they're like, oh, I want to follow everybody. So it's just, like, they're already watching you. All my friends know who you are.
Oh, man, Keith, I can't wait until this is over so we can, like, party and, like... Party. Dude, remember like, 3 a.m. choreography session in my living room?
With Sheila?
Dude, I'm always like, oh, man, I'm tired. I want to kick them out. They're, like, really, really lit right now. But, like, that's the thing. We have so much fun together.
We do.
We really do. The most valuable thing is that we have really, really, really great conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, stuck in traffic from Malibu to L.A. Mm-hmm. or from freaking... Bonnie Springs, like 4 hours away, stuck in traffic, going to San Diego, stuck in traffic. When I'm sitting with you, we have the best conversation.
We have fun, Olivia. We just like to have fun, and we don't bother each other.
Yeah, you know? Dude, we don't bother each other.
Like, we try not to be annoying. Like, I let you chase me around. You do the weird things like this. I'm like, ah! But...
Yeah.
We enjoy each other's company.
It's like when auras just like unite and, you know.
We be chilling.
Dude, we're so chill.
I could come over. You're going to feed me. I know I can just chill. And it's just like, yeah, you know, it's just family. Yeah. It's family. I remember when we were at, I want to apologize because when we did the shoot, the one in Vegas,
Bonnie Springs one?
When we were in Vegas for the travel show pilot that we were doing for Viacom. I remember we were like drinking at the end. It was the last day. And I had said something to them. I was like, yo, me and Olivia, we're not like the best of friends, but like da 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 da. And I was like, and I remember us like walking out and me trying to like, I was like, hold on, that does not sound. I said, does that sound bad? And they were like, yeah, it sounds kind of bad. I'm like, oh, well, no, like it's not like that. And I had to I really battle with that for a minute.
That's why the show didn't get picked up.
That's why. No, but
because
the thing
you
was,
said that.
Hold on. But the thing was, we are family. You know what I mean? Like, we are family. It doesn't matter how long we go without talking to each other.
Yeah. Like you do things that I don't really like to do.
Yeah, that's
like
the we
jet
are family.
Skiing and camping.
I didn't like that shit. I still have water damage right now. My sound's all bad. But no, like, you are legitimately family to me.
Oh,
and like,
you're family to me too.
Like, sister level family. Like,
dude,
you know?
Yeah.
I like
same way.
Feel that in my heart. It's just like
same way.
Friendship. We are brother and sister.
No,
like,
seriously.
I had you send a video to Kaysen. Kaysen's like, where's Olivia Courtney? And like you even said it in the video, it was like, I'm his sister. And I'm just like, that's my sister.
Yeah.
Like that is my
it's
sister.
It's deep. It's deep. Deep. Mm-hmm. It's really deep. And
really
it's like
deep.
That bond is because first of all, we gravitated towards each other because I don't know.
It was that. And also like Olivia, we understood how we were the only ones with some color in there, you know, let's be real. Like, that's a part of it too. It's like, because we felt different. We felt weird at first. We didn't really, it's like, how do we fall in line here? Where do we fit? Do we really fit? I mean, everything's edited to make us look like that, but do we really fit? We had our own personal battles there. And
for
that's,
sure.
I mean, but like, I love, that's my family, the Smosh family all together.
Yeah.
Man, that is like fam.
The Smosh family, like every single person is a good fucking person.
Yes, 100%.
And
if they weren't, I would not be working with them.
We all make mistakes. I remember I fought with you sometimes. I fought with Courtney sometimes. But at the end of the day, like fight, yeah, but also grow and learn and evolve. And that makes us family.
Yeah.
Like when you think about it in the moment, you're like, oh. But when you look again and you look back, you're like, this is what ties us together. This is going to make the strings stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 100%.
Know?
Because now we know what we each other don't like.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go for it sometimes.
It's not the easy route.
It's not the easy route. And that's how family is. You got to stick it out. Stick it out till the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
You know?
So we are going to shout out some awesome Black-owned businesses because, like I said, I'm using this platform as free ad space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know? So mine is Black-owned outerwear. It was started in 2011 by this guy named Macho Means and my homie Gilbert and I've got some other friends. Tone Ali's out there. It's urban outerwear. It's real cool. It's black owned. They got the... Oh, I wore my black owned shirt to VidCon. Remember when I had all the blue?
Yeah.
And that, yeah, can we get a picture of that? Bam!
What do you think this is, like, Smosh editing?
What?
I don't know how to edit videos.
Oh, sorry. I'll send you a picture.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'll send you a picture, yeah.
You want to bring out your phone so we can read this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll say the first one. This business is called Compton Vegan. It was founded by Lamel Darragh. He started this company because he witnessed so many of his peers in his community get sick from all the terrible fast food that they were eating. They didn't have access to Whole Foods or Sprouts or Trader Joe's or any healthy options in the inner city. So Lamel wanted to give his community healthy options in order for them to prolong their life.
Come on, y'all. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm out here.
And so now he makes comfort food with only plant-based ingredients. And you can pre-order for pickup. Honestly, they have these jackfruit short ribs. I need to get it.
Can we go?
But you don't like health. Like, you do you like plant-based foods?
I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to start eating healthy. Okay, like, let's go. You know, order me something healthy the other day.
So let's go to Compton Vegan.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Oh, we could do your other show.
Whatever.
Okay.
We don't do that.
Sorry. Got you.
I'm just kidding.
She said we don't do that one.
No, but let's. Let's go support Compton Vegan because I personally just like love plant-based foods. And
I'll
let's
just
go,
eat it.
Let's go support Lamel.
Come on, let's get it.
All right, next one.
Oh, Larea Bodega. It's a plant-based grocer founded by Larea Gaston. The waffles look amazing.
Sorry, I wrote this for you, but you can say
the waffles look amazing, Olivia said. she is also the founder of Lunch on Me, which is an organization that feeds organic and nutritious meals 6 days a week for the homeless community in Skid Row. You can donate as well. Go ahead, Larea Bodega.
Larea Bodega, I remember I saw this Instagram page like probably a year ago, and I was like so interested in going because I saw that the founder also has an organization called Lunch on Me. She serves about 10,000 meals a month.
I need a meal.
And it's all organic.
It's real.
Nutritious, yeah. Beautifully made. And she offers yoga classes.
I need to
for the community in Skid Row.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying.
Sheesh.
Let's go donate to Lunch on Me. You know, help her out.
Yeah,
dude,
we can,
she's
like, go
feeding,
and help out a few times.
Yeah, she's feeding the homeless 6 days
when
a
do
week.
You want to go and do it? Let's just plan it out. We'll plan it out.
We'll plan it out.
All right.
You
want me to do this one?
Yeah.
All right. And then we got at Jazzy Designs. Is that Instagram?
Yeah, with two S's at the end.
Two S. Oh, okay. So Jazzy at Jazzy Designs with two S's on Instagram. She customizes cups, mugs, and sweatshirts. She customizes Starbucks cups too.
I saw that she, like, you know those recyclable Starbucks cups? She, you know, puts leopard print on them. Like,
come on.
She puts, like, Lilo and Stitch on them.
See, this is one thing about Black people. We are so creative. Like, I love us. I love us so freaking much. It's something different about us. I love us, the skin, the everything, the hair.
Yeah, because,
Look at this. Look, a Black woman did my hair. She put some rings on there. It's a little bronze now because the gold fell off.
Oh, there's a peace sign, too. I love
there's
it.
There's a peace sign. Yeah, I do that for the protest.
Well, the thing is that, like, everybody loves Black culture.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that 100%. On the internet. It's like, I wish people cared about Black lives as much as they cared about Black culture because literally everything is influenced by Black culture.
And I thank you for saying that. You know who else just said something like that? Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber. He was like, I am influenced by Black culture. I do this Black. And he was just like, I'm going to do what I can to donate and help out. Like, he honestly said what people have always said. You got to say those things out loud. You have to pay respects to where, you know.
And another thing that I really just want to say is that if you're doing the Savage TikTok challenge on TikTok, you better believe and you better feel it.
That
and
you're
better,
a savage?
Like, no.
What?
If you're going to make the Savage dance challenge, don't also be the one saying, well, white privilege is a myth.
Right. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, exactly. So the guy that I was telling you earlier that said that, he was like all up in hip hop trying to dance.
Okay,
and come
then,
move.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a myth, right?
seriously, that's what gets me mad. Mm-hmm. All right, the next one. Sorry, we both ran on a rant. I get.
Well, I just I just can't stand them.
Okay,
let's get back to the positive things.
Okay, this one is called Bloom and Plume Coffee.
Come on, yo.
In DTLA,
downtown,
they sell a wide variety of drinks, breakfast items, and they have very, very awesome, like, cool merch.
Come on.
Like shirts that are like, not just like a shirt that says Bloom and Plume Coffee. It's like graphics. It's fucking amazing. It's really cool. And they have really artistic pins. I know you like pins.
I do like pins.
Artistic pins.
I'll just buy some. Actually.
Mugs.
I'm about to. And is this Instagram?
Yeah. What's her name? Instagram Bloom and Plume Coffee. And you better believe they also sell flowers. It's called Bloom and Plume Coffee.
Roses really smell like.
Honestly, I went on their website and they sell exquisite art pieces made out of flowers. Like, it's like next level.
Really?
It's beautiful. Like, next level beautiful. I don't know if they're for sale. It's like one of those things. It's like you have to inquire about it, I think, because it's that unique and that special.
Check it out. Get you some flowers.
Oh, read the next one because I really like this one too. Also, guys, I really went in depth. Like, I'm a curious person, so I really dug deep.
No, that's fine. Hold on. Before I go to that person, I want to shout out my homegirl at Dread Gods with the Z, DREAD. GODZ at Dread Guys on Instagram. She does all the cool stuff with my hair. Like, she has it to where, like, a week, you have, what's the thing? What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, like, if anything happens to your hair within a week, she'll, like, just do anything. She'll fix it for you.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, for free. She takes care of me. She makes it all nice and pretty and stuff. So, yeah. Shout out to at Dread Guys.
Okay. Can you keep your mic close to your mouth?
Sorry, I'm starting to move a lot.
You move so much.
No, I can't help it.
Sorry. All right, say the next one.
1 second, let me get hit again. The Beautifully Savage Boxing. Boxing?
Yeah.
Okay, so Beautifully Savage Boxing is a boxing gym in Fort Collins, Colorado. Like, they focus on both boxing training and life coaching. Wow, that's really dope.
Yeah.
I need a life coach for real. I'm going through some things. This boutique boxing gym is founded by Joe Buckner. What up, Joe? Joe was homeless for a season, which made him understand that the meaning of fighting for your life. And throughout that experience, he's determined to help others unleash their inner fighter. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
It's all owned by him.
The thing that got me is the life coach. It's one thing to, like, teach somebody how to fight, but, like, how to fight at life, like, come on.
Yeah, that's what Joe had to do. Mm-hmm. I watched his video, and he was basically explaining how, he was homeless, but he got out of it.
Yeah.
And that he was fighting for his life.
See, come on.
It's a mental thing.
He can come coach me.
The next one is Honey Mommy by Lux, a handmade body care brand that makes body gels, oils, lotions, soaps, and it's all derived from natural ingredients.
Come on.
You can get their products at honeymommy.bigcartel. It looks really, really amazing. It looks like it smells really good. I love oils.
Come on.
Okay.
And then we have, is this NOLA?
Yeah.
Like New Orleans?
I think so.
You think so? I'm just going to say NOLA. NOLA Skin Essentials is a vegan, biodegradable skincare brand founded by Jane. And she is determined to help millennials become more knowledgeable about their skin and cruelty-free products. Come on, Jane.
The website is awesome because, so when you go on the website, it offers free skin consultations.
Come on.
And so it'll help guide you towards products that fit your skin.
Yeah.
Basically talking to someone like you would at like a beauty store.
Okay.
And they evaluate your skin on the website and figure out which products you will need. And these products range from like $7 to $15. It's not, it's affordable, you know?
Yeah.
All of these things that I'm saying are pretty affordable. Actually am going to order their pumpkin enzyme masks because like 200 people reviewed it and said it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, the pumpkin enzyme mask. So,
I try the mask with you? You know, sure. I like masks.
I like to eat pumpkins.
I don't like to eat pumpkins. Ew. Pumpkin pie is disgusting.
What?
You like pumpkin pie?
Get out of here.
Okay.
You don't like food.
I like food. I don't like sweets.
I know, you're annoying.
You gave
me
a cookie earlier and I ate that. You should be very happy with me. I ate it.
I know, I saw. So this one is called Trio Plant Based. It is founded by Lewis Hunter in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So he started this because he was charged with 2 rioting felonies after attending a protest for Philando Castile. And after that, he started his plant-based restaurant. And his story is honestly really, really powerful because, you know, him coming from... or he came from his home in Minneapolis, and now he wants to bring healthy foods to his community, similar to Vegan Compton.
Come on.
And the food looks really, really good. So if you're out there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, please go support him. And I know there's a lot of, you know, protests happening there. And, you know, if you get hungry, go there, get fed by him. So, yeah, go support Trio.
And next we have Mixtina Hair Care. Was founded by a mother who needed the right products for her daughter's beautiful curls. She wanted to dedicate products to her daughter that were all natural and sulfate free and affordable. Please go check out Mixtina. Come on. I've been taking a lot of good care of my hair. Shout out to Dread Gods.
So, yeah, this woman, her daughter is half black, half Greek.
Okay, gotcha.
So she has like... she said her daughter's hair is like ever... like, her daughter's hair is like really... she calls it a big mass. So she didn't have the right products to help tame her daughter's hair. And she wanted like good products that were affordable and not expensive. I don't know anything about hair because I literally don't even own a comb.
You don't? What do you do?
I don't even condition my hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Your hair is healthy though, right?
Really? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But check it out, Mixtina. She sounds like a wonderful woman.
Yeah, taking care of her baby.
And then this one, the last one, is called Third Crown Jewelry. It is a jewelry brand started by Kristen and Coffee Acel. They created a gender-neutral jewelry company inspired by geometric shapes.
Come on.
You would really, really like
it. I like shapes. You know, I like some shapes.
Dude,
crazy
it's like
stuff.
It's like statement pieces.
Oh, that's what I'm about.
But it's like simple statement pieces. It's like chunky, but like you can wear like a white t-shirt.
Yeah.
And wear their chunky necklace or earrings or it's really, really cool. And I love that it's gender neutral.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people look at jewelry and they're like, oh, it's for women or it's only for men. But
this is
gender neutral and I love that.
Come on.
Simple and it's unique and you will look fly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want everyone to just go check out these brands.
Mm-hmm. Check them out. Go see what they're about.
Yeah, and I'll keep promoting more every episode.
Thank you, Lib. That means a lot. That means a lot. That everything that you've been doing, like this past like week or what, like never would have expected you to be out there more than my black ass. But you have gone out there and you have like represented, and I feel like you're representing for me. And
you are my people.
Yeah, like straight up family, and it means the world to me. So I just want to thank you again. And she like really means this, y'all. Like I'm sure there's some people that are doing it for clout. Olivia, none of that. She's like the
Keith
real
is
deal.
Doing this for clout.
I'm trying to get up here. I just like to dance and shit.
No, but I just want people to be successful, and I will keep promoting these black-owned businesses and. Please keep sharing them with me because I'm lucky enough to have this platform. I'm privileged enough to own a microphone and a laptop, and I have so much. I literally have a lot of privilege, and I just want to utilize it for something really good and dope, for a good cause, for a good message.
Come on. Let's get it.
Good.
Let's get it. We need to go check some of those. I want to go to Compton.
I want to go to Compton Vegan for sure. But there's so many restaurants that we have to go to. I want to go to Little Ethiopia.
Let's go.
Dude, I've never had Ethiopian food in my life.
You haven't?
No, have you?
Yes. Bomb.
Really?
Bomb.
Okay.
Bomb.
All right.
Bomb.
We'll go.
We'll get you a little portion. But bomb.
Keith, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being family. Thank you for, again, always being inclusive and being my friend.
Likewise. I really mean that. Likewise. Like, I couldn't have said it any better. I stutter a lot too, so.
Guys, go check out Keith Lee. Match him. He's going to be giving $1,000 away.
Oh my God. Olivia, if I give $1,000, you have to give $1,000.
Okay.
Are we doing that? Talk about camera. You want to talk about this thousand?
We'll talk about this thousand.
Okay, cool.
We'll put in good use. All right, guys. Thank you all. Bye.
Bye, y'all.